I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Burrow is a furniture company known for timeless design and thoughtful construction, and free shipping, and that extends to their outdoor collection. Their outdoor furniture is built to withstand the elements, featuring rust-proof stainless steel hardware, weather-ready teak, and quick-dry foam cushions. For Memorial Day, get 15% off your Burrow purchase at burrow.com/acast and up to 25% off outdoor. That's up to 25% off outdoor furniture at burrow.com/acast.
All Matt Woods wanted was a special girl to settle down with.
Mary was the most beautiful woman in town. We always seemed to have fun together, no matter what it was.
But behind that gorgeous face was a questionable reputation.
They called her Crazy Mary for a reason.
And Matt and Mary's life together would soon become the stuff of nightmares.
I could hear her screaming at him from across the yard.
She was the master manipulator.
I was in total shock that she would take it this far. She completely snapped.
When it comes to love and marriage, things aren't always as they seem. Matt Woods was always an uncle, never a dad. The Clymer, Pennsylvania native had watched while his siblings introduced 12 nieces and nephews into their small corner of the world.
I grew up the youngest of six, so I came from a big family, and everyone in my family at that point had already had children. And I just always wanted to marry, settle down, and have kids of my own.
In the meantime, Matt focused on his career. And by 2008, the 35-year-old's hard work had paid off.
I worked for an oil and gas drilling exploration company. That's the guy who's in charge of the entire rig. I was financially secure. I felt like it was time that I could actually think about starting a family.
Then, one night that October, while hanging out with the guys at a local bar, Matt happened to notice Mary Jane McCracken.
When I first walked in, I seen her. I mean, she was sitting at the bar. Mary was the most beautiful woman in town. I've always heard guys talk about her before, but I had never actually talked to her myself.
Hey, I'll buy you a drink.
Yeah?
Please, I'm all done.
Mary was a single mother, living on her own.
I have a 9-year-old daughter.
Oh, I love kids.
We spent most of the night talking and having fun.
Tales about Mary had been floating around Clymer for years, but they had nothing to do with her beauty.
I had heard stories about Mary and her ex and, you know, some of the fights they would have. One instance that I heard about that apparently she laid down in the middle of the road so he couldn't leave the house.
You're gonna have to run me over if you wanna leave. You wanna leave? Come on!
Everybody called her Crazy Mary. She had a lot of boyfriend problems and a lot of drama. She loved drama.
But in the presence of her infectious laugh, Matt saw a very different Mary.
I thought the person that I'm seeing didn't have the ability to be that type of person that people were saying she was.
You shouldn't believe all those stories.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
You look pretty normal to me.
Thank you.
Having lived in a small town his whole life, Matt knew better than to put stock in rumors.
I found her to be funny and, you know, charming and everything I was basically looking for. With her having an older daughter, I kind of thought that she was looking to settle down, and, you know, with one guy, you know, and be married.
Would you like to go out sometime?
I would love that.
Yeah.
Should I give you my number?
Yeah, that'd be great.
It wasn't long before Matt was rewarded for ignoring the town talk.
We spent a lot of time together. Everything seemed really good. I mean, I hadn't had a connection like that in a while. We always seemed to have fun together, no matter what it was. Everything that I needed, she would always, you know, take care of. And I liked being there for her in the same way.
After 4 months of dating, Matt had no doubts that Mary was the one.
Will you marry me?
Yes, I love it.
The time period was short, but I was very much in love with her.
Oh my God, I love it. It's so, oh my God.
That winter, Matt wed Mary in a small ceremony at her parents' house.
I felt lucky to be with Mary. Everything was perfect.
I was happy for him because it seemed like he finally found the one, you know, that he was actually going to be with.
Just 1 month later, Matt's wish finally came true.
I have a surprise for you.
That was everything that I had wanted. I wanted to be a father, and that was the most important thing.
Oh, my God.
But just a few months into her pregnancy, Matt started to notice another side to Mary's personality.
I was very surprised by the way little things would set her off.
What is wrong with you? Why is this laundry not done?
Oh, whoa, what?
It was a matter of, you know, laundry not being put in laundry baskets, and dishes in the sink, I mean, little things like that. I kind of chalked it up to it being like the stress from being married. You know, everything that her life basically had just completely changed, both of ours had.
However, when Matt's best friend of 10 years passed away, he wondered if Mary's anger issues were indicative of a larger problem.
On the way home from the burial, Mary wanted to stop and get groceries.
I'm asking you to do one simple little thing.
But we just buried my best friend, and I told her it's not something I feel like going and doing right now. So when we get home, she asked me where I was going.
If you want to go to the store, then you go on your own, okay? But I'm not going, all right?
If I wanted to go by myself, then I wouldn't say we need to go.
I've had it.
That is when she totally lost it.
If you go, it's over.
She was throwing things at my car. And the look on her face and just the anger that she had was amazing. I mean, it was something I've never seen.
I hate you so much. Where do you think you're
As going? Matt peeled out of the driveway, his brain was spinning as fast as his wheels. He was starting to think he might have underestimated the rumor mill.
Everything just got more and more bizarre.
She was really off the deep end.
I had no idea who I'd married.
In the spring of 2009, Matt Woods had to escape his home after his pregnant wife, Mary, flew into a rage.
I never could have dreamed about or ever would have thought someone could be so crazy. Drove straight to one of my friend's house. I ended up spending the night there.
The next morning, Matt felt it was safe to return home, where he found a repentant Mary.
Babe, I am so sorry about yesterday. I just totally lost it. It must be hormones or I don't know.
So I kind of thought it was just a one-time deal. Like, okay, she understood how out of line that was and that'll probably never happen again.
I just want us to be together.
Me too.
Unfortunately, as the weeks went by, the drama continued.
She was accusing him of cheating on her. Matt is a very loyal person and none of us believed any of the stories that were coming out of her mouth.
I think in her stage of her life, she just wanted to be married and happy and raise a family. I really felt bad for her that he would even do something like that.
Don't think you're gonna get away with this.
There was no convincing her that I was not cheating.
Don't you dare lie.
Matt did his best to try and defuse the situation.
I love you, why would I cheat on you?
Mary, listen. Just listen, calm down.
I had hoped that once the baby was born that things would go back to normal, like they were in the very beginning. So I was willing to stick around and deal with it.
But after they welcomed their healthy baby girl on October 9th, Mary's jealous behavior only continued.
I want to know how many women there are. Where's your phone?
Yes. It had gotten pretty bad. Exactly. It kept getting worse and worse.
Matt decided to put some space between them and stayed at his family's lake house.
The next thing I knew, the sheriff's department showed up at my door to serve me with a PFA, which is a protection from abuse order, that Mary had filed against me.
What?
What that means is you cannot go near your wife.
Mary claimed that Matt had held a knife to her throat, which we know is not true. Matt would never do that.
Can't see my
And also
daughter?
Listed my daughter on it, meaning that I couldn't go near my daughter for months without being arrested. I just felt totally betrayed.
Matt was completely caught off guard when a few months later, Mary called asking to drop by the lake house with their daughter.
I was just more than willing to let her come out so I could see my daughter, make sure my daughter was okay. My daughter was and still is everything to me.
Mary begged Matt for forgiveness and asked him to come back home. She even said she would drop the PFA.
I don't know what's wrong with me. I mean, I'm going to get help. I will. I'll get help. I promise.
Matt once again found himself considering a reconciliation.
I wanted to try it again. Maybe we would have a chance to keep the marriage together. And it also allowed me to see my daughter whenever I wanted to.
Initially, Matt felt like he had a brand new wife. But by the summer of 2012, the old Mary was back.
You don't do anything around here.
I constantly felt like I was walking around on eggshells. There was nothing you could do to make her happy. I wasn't attracted to her, and she knew it. It had actually gotten to the point where I was sleeping downstairs on the couch. And it had gotten to be our routine, where she knew I wasn't coming to bed. I had plans on not being around much longer because I just wasn't going to deal with it any longer.
So it was a rare moment of intimacy they shared at Matt's brother's wedding that July.
That was the first time we'd been together physically in a long time. We both probably had a little too much to drink.
Matt was shocked when 4 weeks later, Mary told him she was pregnant.
It was the way I am. She knew it would keep me there with her, the fact that we're having another child.
Oh my gosh.
When Matt and Mary got pregnant with their second child, we all pretty much couldn't figure out what was going on. And we didn't understand why would you want to have another kid and bring it into this toxic relationship.
Matt was worried how it would affect Mary's behavior. And 3 months after the birth of their son, he was astonished to see how far she would go. On July 23rd, 2013, Matt returned home from a safety seminar.
I woke up with her standing above me.
God, you make me crazy!
I had no idea what she was talking about. She started screaming that she followed me that day and I didn't go to a class.
At a loss, Matt went to retrieve the paperwork he'd received for completing the class. But before he could move, Mary pulled her biggest stunt yet.
I just could not believe it.
You have crossed the line for the last time, buddy!
How do you even defend yourself against something that crazy?
This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive & June gives you everything that you need for a salon-quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive & June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive & June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. JD Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com Paige.com/host.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
On July 23rd, 2013, Matt Woods found himself in one hell of a fight with his wife, Mary.
Make me physically sick.
She said that myself and some guys that I worked with were actually renting a house and would go there and make porn movies. And we were putting it on the internet.
Prostitutes and the-
Mary insisted she had evidence.
Oh my God, you are insane.
Oh, I don't like you.
She just kept on with the accusations. She claimed that we had expensive cameras and that it was a wardrobe department and actually we were hiring people to make these movies for us, doing all kinds of crazy stuff. At that point, I started walking towards the door.
I am out of here.
Oh, okay.
Unfortunately, Matt's unwillingness to fight only further enraged Mary.
She just came at me, punching me, ripped my shirt off. She said she was going to ruin my life. I made my way out the door, and at that point, I just decided I was going to call 911.
But Mary beat him to it.
I need police right away.
When the police arrived, Matt did his best to explain what had happened.
She started attacking me and was clawing at me.
I was defending myself.
The next blow Mary delivered stung worse than any fist could.
Mary actually accused me of touching our daughter.
He does it when she's in the tub.
Where's your daughter?
I just got so angry that I started to shake. It was like a kick in the stomach.
After giving their statements, Matt and Mary ultimately decided not to pursue charges.
I just want to get away from her. I just want to leave right now, okay?
That's probably a good idea.
I did feel bad leaving the kids, but I had to. It was just going to escalate into something even worse.
Mary told me that he was running an escort service. He was making porn movies. I thought that was totally disgusting.
For the next few weeks, Matt stayed at the lake house, but desperately missed his kids.
He was very depressed, and he became really withdrawn. Kids are his world. I mean, everything he does is for his kids.
Unfortunately, when he returned home to see them, Mary refused.
Go away.
2 days after, I got a call from the sheriff's department.
Hello?
The deputy said Mary had filed another protection from abuse order against Matt, claiming he was threatening her.
She said what?
She said she didn't feel safe with me coming around the house and being around the kids. I couldn't believe this was happening.
A few weeks later, a hearing determined that the PFA would stay in place for the standard term of 3 years. Matt couldn't go near the house or Mary, but was allowed supervised visits with his children.
She absolutely was keeping me from my kids. That was the only leverage at that point she had, and she knew what to do with it.
And Mary wasn't finished just yet. On August 15th, 2013, when the phone rang...
Hi, Matt Woods.
Matt wasn't surprised at all to find a police officer on the line.
His first question was, did I have any idea what my wife was accusing me of?
Matt's mind immediately flashed back to Mary's child abuse claims.
He touches our daughter.
I wasn't worried because I knew that she had nothing on me.
What do you mean? What am I?
But the corporal went on to say Mary brought her computer full of proof to the police barracks. And Matt's heart sank when he told him what was on it.
Oh my God, this...
She wanted to make his life a living hell.
Investigators were shocked with the evidence that Mary gave them. It was very, very disturbing.
He shouldn't be on the streets.
That is the worst accusation a woman could ever make against a man.
On August 15th, 2013, Matt Woods was in shock when police told him what his estranged wife Mary was accusing him of.
I need to file a complaint against my husband right away.
She made a claim that I had been doing things on our computer at home that led her to get on the computer. She happened to come across these pictures. was child pornography. She was claiming one was one of my nieces and one was my daughter.
These awful images were downloaded by my...
Investigators gasped as they discovered 43 disturbing photos on the computer.
The images were some of the most vile images of child pornography that I've ever seen in my career.
He is a psycho.
Mary indicated that it was her husband that had not only downloaded these materials, but that Matt had created child pornography using their own children and images of their children.
Definitely the worst accusation a woman could ever make against a man is that he's a child molester or a pedophile. I was in total shock that she would take it this far.
When Matt met face-to-face with the corporal, he thought for sure they were going to lock him up and throw away the key, which is why he was entirely shocked when instead the corporal revealed he had suspicions about Mary's story.
When we were trying to corroborate and check things, it just didn't make a whole lot of sense. The images were downloaded onto the computer at dates that were after Matt Woods had removed himself from the Merrill residence and did not have access to the computer. You could not identify who the person was, let alone whether it was her child or someone else's child that was being depicted. Very early on, we believed that there was more to the story than what she was giving us.
He's involved in making pornographic movies with his brother, using prostitutes.
And it became very evident the allegations just were not accurate.
Why would you want to do such a heinous thing? I just could not believe that she would go to the lengths that she did. And it was unreal for me.
She was attempting to set him up in order to advance her position with regard to an upcoming custody and divorce battle.
She realized I wasn't coming back, and she just wanted to somehow get back at me. I mean, you only do this for one reason, and that's to get back at somebody and hurt them as bad as you can.
This time, Mary had gone way too far. On August 14th, she was charged with sexual abuse of a child for downloading child pornography and unsworn falsification to law enforcement.
Obviously, downloading child pornography is a very serious offense. It's a felony, punishable by up to 7 years imprisonment. It also carries with it a sexual registration piece.
Mary maintained her innocence, and on August 20th, 2014, she had her day in court.
Mary's lawyers during the trial had hired a forensic computer expert of their own. And she attempted to say that the download stamps were not reliable. Clearly, in this case, the jury did not buy that.
After 90 minutes of deliberations, Mary Jane Woods was convicted on all charges. She was sentenced to a maximum of 2 years in prison.
The judge ordered that she undergo a sexual offenders assessment. The judge also ordered that Mary undergo a mental health evaluation and also submit to anger management classes.
I feel it's completely justified that Mary went to jail. I don't believe Mary had any other motive but revenge, just to get me. You know, she said it to me that she was gonna ruin my life, and she tried her best.
Today, Matt counts his blessings that the law was on his side. He hopes to show that even the strongest men can fall victim to abuse.
It was obviously red flags that I ignored. I tried to make things work and hope it would change. I should have been more willing to walk away in the very beginning. Sadly, eventually, I found out why people call her Crazy Mary.
Matt's scars are beginning to heal. He refuses to let his ordeal keep him from his dreams of having a loving family.
Matt is doing a lot better now than the convictions behind him. He gets to see his kids more. He doesn't have to deal with her.
Mary took a lot of time away from me with my kids. And really, just a lot of peace of mind. I want, going forward, for me and my kids to have a normal life.
Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much, but when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra.
and UnitedHealthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.